you know, and you'd talk about it and you'd say, well, you have to take a boy, this little child, to the doctor because he's dog.
Yeah.
Did you ever say he was dog bit?
No.
Yeah, we got old Red down there in the pen now. We have to keep him up. Steve got fighting him around and he got snapping him.
Steve down here, Jim's baby,
three
times.
Got blamed Green, he can't let the dog alone. He's getting big enough now, I don't think he's bothered.
Steve, he's a mean dog.
Oh, he is.
He bothered that dog, he'll bite you, man. He'll fight in a minute.
Yeah, he left jumped on Jim
once. Now, did he ever bite somebody?
No, he snapped that boy.
He bit Steve three times.
Oh, he did?
Snapped Tootie, he's fighting him. Anytime you hit him, go to fight that dog, he's going to fight you. That's what will happen.
He bit Steve three times.
Mm-hmm.
Bit him three times.
Snapped him. Didn't bite him. Made a great big streak across it.
Oh. Well, he bit him on the hand and arm twice. The last time he bit him, he grabbed him
through
the neck, and
that
brought
the
blood out.
Mm. That's terrible.
Kind of scratched the little fellow's neck, and he knocked him down, and he rattled up. And that boy, he bothered himself, but kept the dog up most of the time.
Well, keep the thing up all the time,
though,
keep him
sure
he will bite him again.
He don't bother nothing. Nobody should let him alone. But anytime you go to beating on him, hitting him, or got a fight, that's all about the red hound.
Mm-hmm. Now, what would you call a, talking about cattle now, what would you call a male cow?
Bull?
Yeah. Now, somebody told me that long time ago, they wouldn't say that in front of a woman. Did you ever hear of that?
Oh, I guess I couldn't talk about this. Maybe. Male stock.
Oh, that's what they say instead?
Kind of short.
Males and steers.
A little proper work.
Oh, that's what they think in those days, that it'd be more proper to say?
Male.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about when you had, you said that you used mules. Now, when you have two pulling a plow together, did you ever have that? Did you call that the?
Yeah, it's put two mules together lots of times.
Double team, double breaking.
Did you call that a team of mules or a pair of mules?
Either one.
You can use both of those?
No, team generally or a pair of one. Get the team out and go to work in general, most handy.
Well, now, did you ever know them to use? Long time ago, they use an animal instead of a mule. They used something that looked kind of like a bull, but it was heavier. Did they ever use
steer?
Yeah, or oxen.
Ox team.
Did they use those around here?
You tell them.
Yeah, they used to work.
About all the world, my boy, on back on the mountains, how much was steer?
Oh. So they did have those around. Mm-hmm. Now, what do you call?
Weren't no mules hardly long ago. There weren't no horse talk. No mules hardly, just a few here and about. Sure, the better livers in the world have been able to get a donkey.
Now, what would you call a cow when it's first born?
Calf?
Yeah. Now, what about when a cow is about to give birth, you say it's going to, when it's about to give birth, you say the cow's going to
bring calf?
Going to have a calf, 100 calves, or something.
Yeah, that's what I mean.